Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
See a chance, gotta take it, wanna meet my fate. Cause the last thing I ever wanted was to find out it's too late.
Welcome back, 23. After the hour, thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Christina Cavanaugh. She is the email expert of the world. We've been talking about that. We've been talking about how to, she actually taught. Can you believe this, folks? After 20 years or more of email, for some people, we can still learn about it. And of course, if anybody can teach us something new, Christina can. She did that in the last segment. Christina, thank you for that.
Okay, you're welcome.
Her book is called Managing Your Email. ChristinaCavanaugh.com is her website. Christina with a C, Cavanaugh with a C. No U in Cavanaugh, by the way. Christina, what's going on I know a piece of news. In the last month or so, it's been reported that it's now no more expensive to make a smartphone than it is to make a dumb phone. and people all around the world are buying phones, smartphones, and going online who've never had a computer, never been on the internet, still don't have a microwave, a car, or a refrigerator, but they're buying smartphones. What's that going to do to the network?
I don't know. I know that like Twitter traffic, for instance, I think there are something like 4,300 tweets every second or something in the world.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So I think
probably more like 4 million every second.
Yeah.
and guess what? And still nobody says anything worth reading, right?
Well, no, I mean, it's good sometimes to get links or sometimes happens, what's great. What's great there is when something's happening in the world, so this is where media has big problems, is that through Twitter accounts and through the proliferation of smartphones, people are getting news instantly on happenings around the world.
Right.
You know, so it's an amazing thing to actually watch, you know, how connected we could be.
Right. Well, the smartphone, you know, the interesting thing about mobile is the first convergence there was the phone and the email, right?
Yep.
And then next was text, I guess, and now we have full, you know, they're little magic wands in our hand, aren't they? They're computers.
Well, they are, and you can run your business through those. And
I do, oftentimes.
Well, and I do too. And what I find is great about smartphones is it creates shorter email messages.
Oh yeah.
You know,
Because I don't like doing the thumb thing. I do it, but I don't like it.
Yeah. So what it does to people is that, and I think Twitter has helped this as well, is it keeps us shorter. It tries to keep us more concise.
Yeah.
What we've got to say. So I think that there's a lot of advantages to having a smartphone.
I think you're right about that. Yeah, I hadn't thought about it though. I hadn't thought about how. Yeah, nobody likes to get a long email, do they?
Well, they don't, and I mean, long emails are almost, you know, just like passé now.
Well, you know what I do if I need to type a long email, you know what I do? I pick up the phone.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm old school, so you know how that is.
Yeah, no, but you know what? Don't even think that's old school because I still see.
It doesn't bother me to be old school. I kind of like it. I'm just saying.
Yeah. but there's a blend of the old and the new that creates the best. And what I'm finding, you know, with electronic communication, it's great, but people still crave face-to-face. They still crave a live voice. They still crave wanting to see you in person.
Face-to-face is the original social media.
It is, and it's still the one that people want the most, even younger people.
And guess what?
You know,
it's not going to get – that's not going to go – backwards, that's going to go forward. I mean, it's going to become more important, more powerful than ever before.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure. So we're going
as Nesbitt said 30 years ago, the more high tech we have, the more high touch we will want.
That's right, and we will look for ways to find that.
Yeah, that's right. So this is a lesson for the young people, especially, isn't it? Mm-hmm. You and I grew up knowing that because we grew up, other than telephones, we grew up face to face.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you're a lot younger than me, but still, I think you were on the tail end of that. But the young kids, the 20-somethings, this is something that I talk to them about as gently and trying not to sound like their great-grandfather, but this is something that they need to learn. Face-to-face is a big deal. If you're going to be successful in business, Even today, even 20 years from now, you're still going to need to be able to be successful face-to-face, aren't you?
Well, you are, because, you know, everything that we do, we're selling. We're selling. We're selling every day. And
yep.
We can't do that effectively unless we can look other people in the eye and gain their trust.
Well,
there's no way you can do that electronically.
The thing is you can do it, but if you really want to have the maximum opportunity to be successful, it's the thing is Christina, it's not either or, it's both and, isn't it?
It is. You know, I think about the dating websites, Match.com and others.
Yeah.
I mean,
my wife won't let me go on those.
You can circle around all you want, but you're still going to have to get together.
That's exactly right. I wouldn't know anything about that, Christina. My wife won't let me go on those sites. ChristinaKavanaugh.com, ladies and gentlemen. No U and Kavanaugh. And no K's anywhere. They're all C's. Hey, Christina, will you come back another day?
I'd love to, Jim.
Good job today. Christina Kavanaugh, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back before very long, actually. We like having her. I'll be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.